Good day, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Power Chat. I am Annabelle Brasnell, Corporate Communications Manager at TNTech. As you may have heard, the Regulated Industries Commission has started the process of rate reviews for TNTech and WASA. Since the announcement and the many discussions in the public domain on the subsidy on natural gas used to produce electricity, there have been many questions about the possibility of an electricity rate increase. But since rate setting is an independent process managed by the RIC, we cannot comment on that issue. However, we think it's an opportune time to remind the public about the wisdom of managing your electricity use. This is not just from the point of view of saving on your bill, but also saving natural gas, as this country has a limited store of natural gas, and the more electricity used means more natural gas used. Today, we'll replay a segment from an episode earlier this year where Mr. Michael Modest, the Senior HSE Coordinator at TNTech, shared some tips on reducing electricity consumption. Let's take a listen.
Well, good day and welcome to our listeners. Today, we're going to talk about the ABC tips for electricity conservation. What is the ABC? The ABC are the appliances, the bulbs, and a change of your behavior in how you consume electricity. So here's what I want you to do. You'll conduct a simple energy audit to identify the big ticket items of your appliances, your bulbs, and the way you behave and how you consume electricity. Our aim is to get you to that target of $300. The A. What are the A's? Your appliances, the air conditioning, the cooker, the freezer, your fridge, your clothes iron, your clothes dryer, your water heater, your water pumps. Those are the big ticket items that add the dollars to your bill. Then the rest, we could call them the phantoms. They are the cents, but over time, they do add up to make the dollars. The B, the incandescent bulbs, as compared to the compact fluorescent bulbs or the LED bulbs. The incandescent bulbs are those traditional bulbs that would carry a filament. You would know them to look almost yellow or amber in lighting. The compact fluorescent bulbs with the swirl fluorescent bulbs that do not use a filament to provide the light that you use in your household. Admittedly, the compact fluorescent bulbs do cost more, but they last 8 to 10 times longer. They consume just about 25% of the electricity required to light an incandescent bulb, and they provide just about 10% of the heat. In other words, within a year to 18 months, you will get a return on the investment. So they do bring the value as they compare to the cost. Finally, the C. Here are some simple and practical ways you can change your behavior to achieve your $300. Let me ask you a question. Are you one of those consumers that open a refrigerator, stare into it, and then ask yourselves, what am I going to cook today? Well, when you do that, the cool air is falling out of your refrigerator for every second. This air has to be replaced by warm air, which will cause your motor to kick in and restart as soon as you close the door. The important thing is to get in and get out quickly. How do you do that? Well, plan your cooking. Plan what you're going to do and know what you're going to do. Even today, in our economic state, we may have problems keeping our refrigerators filled. That is no problem. Use containers to fill the air spaces as you consume your goods or your groceries from the refrigerator. The more spaces you fill in the refrigerator, the less cool air you have to fall out, and the less time the motors will turn to kick in to cool back that warm air. Are you one of those consumers again that have leaky taps? These leaky taps cause your water heater and your water pumps to overwork. Imagine one tap may be dripping one drop of water every second. That could add up to almost 200 gallons of hot water going down the drain for the month. Imagine that. I ask a question again. Are you one of those consumers who iron your clothes every time you're about to use them, or every morning before you go to work? Your bill will be astronomical. You should set aside a day to iron all your clothes. The electricity required to heat the element for your iron may be as much as half an hour, the time it takes to sustain the ironing of that clothes. So every time you turn on the iron, you're really losing about half an hour of the ironing time. Similarly, the air conditioning. Are you a consumer that have air spaces and air gaps by your windows and your doors, and you use air conditioner all the time? Well, the air condition will continue to work or be overworked, because the temperature will never reach that point where the thermostat can trip the air condition off. A very important tip on the clothes dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning your lint from the clothes dryer frequently will add to a reduction in the amount of electricity used. In addition, drying loads, full loads, instead of small loads very frequently will also provide a reduction in your electricity bill.
There you have it, listeners. I hope you start practicing some of these tips today to prepare for whatever may come. Do have a good day.